America weekend.
What went we out into this wilderness to find? Leaving our country, kindred, our fathers' houses. For what?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Witch.
Bottom line, it's darn scary. I had nightmares after watching it scary. By the way, that should be taken as an endorsement. In fact, first-time feature writer-director Robert Eggers provoked quite a buzz at last year's Sundance Film Festival with The Witch, and he accomplishes a lot with a minimal budget bolstered by strong performances. A 17th-century New England family thrown out of a Puritan plantation over disagreement now lives in isolation, tending to a modest farm near the woods. Raising five children in this harsh environment, their newborn baby is left in the care of their teenage daughter. One day, the infant vanishes during an innocent game of peekaboo. It isn't long before religious fervor and superstition take over, and fingers begin getting pointed at who is responsible for the disappearance. Do I feel Mr. Eggers should have held back at key junctures? Maybe. I did like The Witch better when it was more suggestive and less literal, but the feel, pace, and tone are just perfect. This is a folk tale that is teeming with metaphor and a haunting horror film that's queasily creepy and unbearably tense. So I'll forgive a misstep or two. The Witch gets a grade of A-. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And if you haven't done so already, do yourself a favor and check out Mark's website. It is terrific. It has all of his long-form reviews. You can find it by going to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you see that story out of Salt Lake City? There was a high school principal. He needed to apologize. They left the special education students out of the yearbook. Come on. Isn't that what mainstreaming was all about? So that all kids could enjoy the experience of being in high school or being in any school setting? How dopey must you be to allow something like this to happen? If it was just a decision, oh, we're not going to put the special ed kids in? Really? Where is your barometer? Just not only as an educator, but just common sense. This from the Associated Press. Here we go. A Utah mother says the high school that angered her by leaving special education students out of its yearbook has decided to print special inserts with their photos. They couldn't even get them into the regular yearbook. There has to be a special insert for these special education students. Leslie Bailey says the principal of Blue Peak High School in Tule, Utah, called her last week to apologize. Bailey has said her daughter Amber Bailey had been upset by the omission, but the principal told her he never meant for it to happen. It's too late, but they're trying really hard to fix it, Leslie Bailey said. They're owning up to the mistake. Students will be able to pick up the insert page featuring pictures of 21-year-old Amber Bailey and her 16 classmates next week. The students attend a special job skills program that shares the building with the high school. Leslie Bailey said the yearbooks from Blue Peaks High School typically include pictures of the training program students, and her daughter realized she wasn't in this year's edition only after going through it several times. She was disappointed, Leslie Bailey said. She was waiting to see herself and her friends. Tule County School District Superintendent Scott Rogers wasn't available to discuss the insert. Oh, no, he's just hiding under his desk. He said earlier that the decision to leave the special education students out of the yearbook was not motivated by malice or bad intentions. Rogers said it was intended to reflect the separation of the training program and the high school. But why? They're in the same building. Is it really going to destroy everybody else's high school experience and memories of high school 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now when they go down into the basement and dig out their old high school annual, as they used to call it, and you see the training program students there? Come on. He said workforce transition program participants and Blue Peak alternative high school students rarely interact, adding that the 18 to 22-year-old special education learners received a commemorative video instead of a yearbook. Well, you can hear this guy backtracking. Scott Rogers. I wonder if he ever sold used cars, you know? He sounds as if he would be very adept at both. Because I'll tell you what, as a school superintendent, how do you let something like this get by? Unless he's trying to take the hit for the principal. This decision was made somewhere not to put these kids in there, especially when they were in there in the past. I don't think anyone at Blue Peak felt like they were doing anything exclusionary, Roger said. We don't exclude special education students. Editorial comment, we only leave them out of the yearbook. Leslie Bailey, however, said the students interact all the time in the lunchroom, the hallways, and on the bus. She said parents and students should have been advised of the change. The yearbook is not for the administration, Leslie Bailey said. It is for the students. Nobody asked the students what they wanted. Well, whoever the administrator or administrators were who made this collective decision, do me a favor. Go home tonight. Go up into the bathroom. Turn the light on. And look at yourself in the mirror. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1997, producer Aaron Spelling hired Hunter Tylo to star as a sexy vixen in the TV series Melrose Place. But on the first day of shooting, Tylo revealed she was pregnant and Spelling fired her. Then Tylo filed a $5 million pregnancy discrimination suit. In court, Spelling argued that her character was to strut in a bikini while seducing married men, difficult while heavy with child. So who won this jury trial? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When actress Hunter Tylo took the stand, she looked radiant and sexy, then revealed she was currently 7 months pregnant. She won the $5 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The website for chemical given to farm hogs says Paleen is technology at work for modern pork producers. Paleen results in an increase of high-value lean cuts of meat and pork carcasses. The active ingredient, ractopamine hydrochloride, which the label says is not for use in humans, can cause increased heart rate, dilation of blood vessels, and reduced testicular size, according to studies. When we eat this commercial pork, we're also digesting any chemical meat infused with Paleen. Paleen's own maker warns that human heart disease patients ought to avoid any exposure to Paleen, while Paleen workers are advised to wash themselves thoroughly immediately following handling. Since four meat companies now control some 80% of all pork slaughtered, maybe avoiding chemical meats may be as easy as going organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.